Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Castle Club Podcast, version 2 of the fourth episode. No, we misrecorded the first, like, 5 minutes.
I think it's
Take 2.
Volume 4.
Second edition.
The B-roll.
Yeah. What's the A-roll? Because it's going to go well. I'm Jeremy. That was really just a strong endorsement. I'm Jeremy. With me, as always, is Deming.
Hello.
And Megan.
Hey.
Who did not wave.
Not a wave.
And Leah.
Hello.
Who did wave.
Choosing to wave.
I do.
Tell us something about yourself, Leah.
All right. Well, I go to UCSC. I'm an anthropology major.
Sweet.
About to graduate, which is really exciting.
Boom.
Enter the real world.
Yes.
And otherwise,
yeah.
My general occupation is being Deming's best friend.
So. Oh, besties.
Mm-hmm. Since second grade.
Since second grade.
Wow.
That's been happening.
That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And you've had, like, other people move in and out of the group, right?
What
like,
group?
Well, I mean, like, you guys were the leaders of
sometimes
things.
Sometimes we'll adopt a third Charlie's Angel, but usually that little Lucy Lou gets kicked out.
Word. Yeah. So you guys are, so who's Drew and who's Cameron?
Oh, that's hard to say.
That is hard to say. Yeah. We both like to dance, and we're both sluts. Don't laugh at that.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Which one of you is likely to get shot out of a window? And which one of you is likely to just pick up a whole television by themselves?
Okay. She'll pick up a television.
I'll pick up a television. Demi puts herself in precarious situations.
Demi will fall nude out of a window.
I am clumsy, and Leah is my boyfriend. She kills spiders.
So there you go. You are Drew Barrymore.
Leah actually, okay, so we're in my room right now. She built that bookshelf.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she did.
No, not that one.
Not that one. Not the
parallelogram one?
The Escher one. That was actually a funny story, which I'm planning on fixing it, but that one too.
Oh, wow. That's a nice one. Well done.
Mm-hmm.
I did a thumbs up for the podcasting audience.
Viewers at home.
Sure. Speaking of thumbs up, Scream 4 just came out. How about that sweet segue? Scream 4, enjoyable, not amazing or anything, but
forgettable.
Fun.
Forgettable, fun.
Fun.
Very fun. There was, you know, climactic parts that I felt were very scary movie-ish.
Yeah.
But I would compare it in the context of this franchise as being a sequel in the same way that Evil Dead 2 is a sequel, and that it's also a remake.
Right.
But in terms of Wes Craven's career, it's probably most akin to New Nightmare.
Ah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And that meta kind of...
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, we get it. Kind of way.
There's nothing
the
more obnoxious
meta
than pointing out
movie,
your own meta-ness.
Yes.
It's like saying that you're not a hipster.
Oh. Pardon me while I throw up.
but I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good. I was a sucker, even if it had been the worst movie like of the year, I still would have enjoyed it.
I would be giving this exact same review.
Exactly. Which, really, when you just pretty much just sort of implied that it's a terrible movie.
It's so much fun, though, and yeah. I want to be Gale Weathers when I grow up,
totally.
With a face that moves.
Yeah, what was that about?
Yeah.
Oh, poor Courtney. God,
she looked so hot.
She did look hot.
She was lying in that hospital bed, and I was like, what's up, girl?
Yeah. I'm going to give her an IV of fluids.
No.
No, that's
yeah.
terrible.
None of us have the anatomy for that.
I do.
Gross.
Stop being such a boy, Jeremy.
I'm always so outgunned. Oh, well.
Ha-ha.
Hey. I didn't mean it that way. But anyway. No. I love, by the way, I'm just going to do some little Castle Club inside baseball. Deming, we were talking about this particular episode of the podcast and planning it. And Deming goes, can Leah be on the show? And I was like, yeah. Does she want to be? And Deming goes, totally. She's nerdy and busty and the funniest person I know. Which, I just want to make it clear that bustiness is not a prerequisite for being on the show.
But,
even I'm looking around the room, though.
Yeah, I am the only person who's ever been on our show who's below a C cup. But that's neither here nor there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anyway.
I'm just saying.
You know,
word.
Double D minimum.
Boom.
I'm in this room right now.
What else?
True.
Except for me. Oh, speaking of which, did you guys hear the title for the Piranha 3D sequel is going to be Piranha 3 Double D?
Yeah.
3 Double D.
Yeah, that it is.
That is awesome.
Isn't Gary Busey in that? He's very excited.
I hope he gets at in like the first minute.
I hope he's a piranha.
Yeah! He does have the teeth for it.
That was clever.
I was really sad about what's his name? The dude from Party Down.
Adam Scott.
And Boy Meets World.
Adam Scott.
Yes. Yeah, he was in Boy Meets World. He was my favorite part. He got all chomped up. Yeah. Anyway. Speaking of movies that are going to come out later, Anonymous? Isn't that something I'm talking about?
Okay. So this movie is blowing my mind right now. Not in, like, a good way, really. In a way. I don't understand how it occurred. So basically, like, this movie, it's called Anonymous.
Yes.
The premise of the movie is that, like, I don't know if... I'm going to literature nerd out for a second here. I don't know how many people are familiar with, not necessarily the works of William Shakespeare, but the controversy behind the works of William Shakespeare.
Right, right.
How a lot of people think that he might have been...
A group of people,
or it might have been somebody else, and it's just a pseudonym, or something like that. So this movie is going with the Oxfordian theory that this guy, the Earl of Oxford, was actually...
William Shakespeare.
And it's all about, like, the intrigue of him writing these plays as, you know, anonymous.
Right, right.
Oh, like Shakespeare in Love.
But
like Shakespeare in Love.
Just to make this up, maybe mean.
Right.
But, so, basically, this movie, like, sets it up, like, this is, shows you this as truth, like, this is what really happened. Mm-hmm. This dude is, Queen Elizabeth came into power, and now there's people trying to overthrow Queen Elizabeth, so this dude is using his plays to try to get people on Queen Elizabeth's side, and there's all this political intrigue, blah, blah, blah. It is directed by Roland Emmerich.
Yeah, that's the part that makes me really excited.
So the guy who directed Independence Day and The Day After Tomorrow in 2012 is directing a movie about the political intrigue behind the writings of Shakespeare.
That sounds amazing. Which,
like, I don't know how to feel about that.
I don't know.
Like,
you know, I
want to see it. Like, I have a feeling that it's just not going to be good.
I guess.
But I want to see it so badly, just to know.
Yeah, if there's one thing I've learned in recent years, it's like, if somebody just told you in a vacuum, you know, Heath Ledger's going to play the Joker, or told you in a vacuum, like, Aaron Sorkin wrote a movie about the formation of Facebook. Like, those both sound like terrible ideas on paper.
I was probably the last person actually to see The Social Network, because I was like, oh yeah, I want to watch a bunch of, like, fucking nerds on a computer.
Yeah,
I just stay at home, you know? Like, anyway.
That's rude. To the people who live with you.
I know. But finally, I saw it, and it was, you know, everybody didn't think best movie of the year. I was like, fuck, that was, like, the best movie of the year. And how bad do I want to bang Andrew Garfield?
Mm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Spidey.
Word. He is going to be Spidey.
And he's British, and I am.
I enjoyed the movie so much, and I'm a big, huge fucking Aaron Sorkin dork and shit. I'm a dorkin, and boom, coined that shit just now. But I was really enjoying and paying attention to. Yeah, it's on. I was really enjoying and paying attention to, like, the dialogue and you know, just sort of the storytelling of the movie. So I didn't even notice. Like, people afterwards were like, oh man, how great was that score? Like,
I was obsessed with the score.
And I didn't even notice it the first time. And then I went back and watched the movie a second time, and I was like, oh fuck, this is like
the
best score.
From the opening scene.
Yeah. Ugh. It's just so simple and wonderful. Anyway, speaking of just simple, pure art, Fast Five is coming out soon. And I'm really excited about it.
I'm really glad Tyrese got a job.
Word. Good for him, right? I'm excited to see The Rock in a movie again. He was so good and faster. I really enjoyed that shit.
I liked him in The Rundown.
That was so good.
Such a good movie. Mm,
I liked him in Be Cool. He was really funny in that. As the, like, weird gay bodyguard. He runs into John Travolta and he goes, "Can I have this monologue and I'd love if I could show it to you." And this monologue is a dialogue scene from Bring It On, where he plays. He plays Kirsten Dunst and Gabriel Union. He plays them in a conversation with each other.
Awesome.
And then he does it, and then he just goes, like, scene. Like, he really gets into it. And then John Travolta's two notes were like, the monologue is supposed to just be one person talking by themselves. And The Rock's like, okay. And then he goes, and have you ever thought of a male part? And The Rock was like, oh.
Yeah, I must say, if there's ever a flat, like a wall I'd like to be a fly on, it's probably the Fast Five set. In terms of my interest in gay porn.
Yes, that's a good point.
As a girl that owns Oklahoma.
Just some, like, beta roll gay porn. Throw that shit together.
Oklahoma, the great out of drawers.
Is there one just called Anaconda? Please tell me there is.
Obvious.
Probably. I mean,
but,
it's like Rule 34.
So much weird gay sex must have happened on this Fast Five set.
You think Tyrese was slipping in Vin Diesel?
Holy shit. So much on the Quadruple X. Broken trailers.
Yeah. Vin Diesel probably put it in Paul Walker.
No, fucking A. That happened.
Triple X. Day one. But not today.
Yeah, not today.
Also on my list of things, Game of Thrones. You want to talk about Game of Thrones, Megan?
I fucking love Game of Thrones.
I haven't seen it yet.
So, okay, well, it's only two episodes in.
Yeah.
But it is so badass. Like, the... Deming doesn't care.
Deming's yawning. Are we boring you? Are you not entertained?
I slept 12 of the past 24 hours.
In the first two episodes, I mean, spoiler alert, but this, you need to know how badass this show is. First two episodes, we saw two twins fucking each other.
Nice.
What?
One of
Deming's eyes just lit up.
One of whom was Lena Headey, the queen from 300.
Oh.
Twin brother.
Ooh, that's dirty.
Who... Said twin brother, so there's like a bunch of different, so they're up in a tower and like the son of like the lord whose castle they're at likes to climb stuff and he climbs a tower and catches them fucking and the twin brother just walks over and pushes the kid out the window and knocks him out the window and the kid is unconscious for the entire second episode.
That's awesome.
That doesn't usually happen after sex?
Takes the place over like about a month or so. Like we've, in two
episodes. You've had sex for a month?
Yeah. a bunch of people have already been, like, the very first thing that happens is these weird things called the White Walkers, which are, like, creepy ghost zombie things, kill a bunch of dudes, and then a dude gets beheaded.
That's racist.
Like, oh my god, there's so much, there's just, like, sex and killing everywhere.
There's cities all over it, right?
Sounds like Spartacus.
Yeah.
Sounds awesome.
And Peter Dinklage is in it. Everybody likes Peter.
Plus,
English.
I saw there was wolf puppies in it or something.
Oh my god, there's the most adorable wolves. There's adorable Charlie wolves. Wolf it's puppies. Amazing.
All right,
I'm hooked.
I believe that does it for our not games related portion of this particular episode. What's our list for this week? Top five?
Top
five authority figures. People in power. People on top.
People on top, I'd like to be on top of.
Hello. All right. So we got another four-way list just like 2 weeks ago. And
just like my Friday.
Boom. Why don't you go and kick off with your list, Demi? Number five.
Number five. He's a lieutenant, so you know he's good. And he's great at volleyball. It's Lieutenant Maverick. From Top Gun. because there ain't nothing wrong with that.
There you go.
You'd like him to fly into your danger zone?
And then we would high five.
Boom.
Windmill style. Not the only thing windmill.
Hope he doesn't feel the need for speed. So many.
No, I'm assuming that there's no need for speed. But you know, I'm talking about
like 85 abs in that.
Make you speed. Oh no.
I'd like a recount, and I'd like to take that.
You want to buzz his tower?
Anyway, that's my choice.
There you go. Look at what you got. Number five.
Okay, number five, which it really in some aspects is number one. But Jean-Luc Picard.
Yeah!
Of the USS Enterprise.
Boom.
Snap.
That's Star Trek Next Generation.
Nice.
Sexy.
Do you want to make it so? Is that your
Originally.
We should do this the whole episode.
Yeah. he's original, bald, sexy, before Vin Diesel.
Suck that.
All that gay shit. Culture.
Engage.
Culture. A classic Shakespearean actor.
It's true.
Overall explorer. I mean, I don't know. It's so obvious.
You want him to boldly go where no man has gone before?
Oh, yeah.
And this time, not just because it's his birthday.
Hey! And he tries to cover up, but I've already seen everything. Meg, what you got?
So mine was actually tied for number 5, but one of them has been said.
So you have ties and honorable mentions?
Yeah.
This is impressive.
Every one of these is going to be like this for me. All
right.
So one of them was also Monsieur Picard.
Holla.
But he has already been talked about. So he was tied with, and not for any real reason other than I couldn't decide who I really wanted on the list or not.
Right.
My other number 5 is Sam Coulson, who is the teacher from Never Been Kissed.
Yes. Michael Partan.
He
was so dreamy.
He's so pretty.
He glowed.
And, like, he's an English teacher, and he's all teaching Shakespeare and
so
stuff.
Smart.
And they're talking about Promenade.
And, like, he tells her that she's pretty, and, like, like, I had a teacher at my high school.
Shut up, you're
really
pretty.
Who was, like, pretty hot, and, like, when I saw Never Been Kissed, I was like, oh, God. Open season.
There weren't any hot lady teachers at Annalee, were there?
There were no attractive people in Sebastopol, California.
I suppose.
But yeah, no, so hot teacher. Never can go wrong with a hot teacher.
Well done. That's an excellent choice.
My number 5, I've been, you know, on a kick on this show recently. My number 5, Chief of Staff to the Barlow White House, CJ Craig, my girl. Loves me some CJ Craig. Loves me some Allison Janney in general.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She can chief my staff.
It's the least surprising.
How long can you think of that?
Is me saying CJ Craig?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I was torn between her and Abby Bartlett, honestly, because
okay.
That's fair. What's up, Dr. Channing?
Dork.
Whatever.
Your turn.
Your turn.
My turn. Okay, so number 4. He's an executive, so I like that. And it might be just because I've been falling asleep to this television show for the past week, along with Leah.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Donaghy's so on the
list. I thought you were going to say Professor Farnsworth.
He's later in the list.
Later.
He's much higher than number 4.
Good news, everyone. All right.
Jack Donaghy.
On the list.
Salt and pepper, you know it's weird.
Yeah.
You know it would be weird. Ever since
awesome.
That episode with Jennifer Aniston, where she changed herself to, like, the radiator and makes him wear hats and stuff.
Nice.
And his fake grandma fetish. I like it all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's really great.
Gonna strap on the dentures for him.
And you know that he's really a renaissance guy as far as sex goes because of how many different people he's dated.
That's
absolutely
true.
Absolutely.
That's true. Plus, you know, it's gotta be weird to fuck a Republican, right?
I've got lots of opinions about Republican sex.
Yeah. That'll be a whole other episode.
Are you sure?
The Kessel Club Republican fuck down.
Republican sex.
Bring it.
Lights off under the covers, light bondage, but just for him.
Light bondage? Just for him. Oh, like he gets tied up? Or?
Oh, yeah.
That's Republican sex, it's my
weird.
Friends. We'll get into that.
Book it.
Everybody experiments in college. Well,
thanks for that. Case. Thanks for that image of John McCain.
Oh, no, he wasn't.
Well, he's a maverick, though, so it doesn't. Oh, I'm getting a text message. Anyway. Yeah.
Okay, number 2. I feel like I numbered them incorrectly. So it's
that's
number
fine.
4.
Right.
I feel like this is really obvious, but I had to put it on there. Because, well, first of all, I was under the impression this was an affluent, you know,
right.
Authority figures I'd like to fuck.
Right.
List.
It is.
Oh, okay, cool.
It is.
So, number, that's is Barack Obama.
Hey!
Because,
Barack
first
Obama.
Of all, ultimate authority figure.
Mm. True.
Second, that swimsuit picture.
That,
yes.
He is
yes.
fucking cut.
Yeah.
It's upsetting.
Yes.
I like to think that I'm in better shape than at least most politicians. And fucking Barack Obama wouldn't ruin that for me, too.
God, why do you think all the Republicans, again, are so mad?
Mm. That's why they're so against gay marriage. They can't. They're like, I gotta fuck that guy.
Yeah, yeah. Word. Sheezy. No airport stalls for you. Calm down.
They'll give you a pocket veto. Bam! Alright, what do you got?
So my number 4 is another tie, but this one's a real tie for a reason.
Okay.
Because they.
Why isn't this just a 3-way tie for 5th, by the way?
No, because they're two completely separate things. Like, these two go together.
Oh, okay.
Which is why I couldn't
decide. Okay.
It's Colonel Jack O'Neill and Dr. Daniel Jackson from Stargate. Because they're both the leaders of the mission. Just
right.
One is the military leader, one is the scientific leader, one is Kurt Russell, one is James Spader.
Okay.
Quite the finger trap.
Right?
Right.
I mean, I would like to be their
quite
finger
the
trap.
You
want to
be their Stargate?
Yeah, I'll be their Stargate. But, like, yeah, because, you know, you've got...
It's a Fargate. It's not like that movie. Sorry.
No, you just got, you know, Kurt Russell being the military figure, he's going to finish the mission at any cost. Then you've got, you know, Daniel over feeling runes and being, like, cute and science-y. So,
cute and science-y.
With his glasses.
Yeah. Intriguing.
I like that.
I got rid of my glasses.
How embarrassing.
Like how every week we just figure out some new thing for you to say that you don't mean to just make me feel sad, but you're like, this guy had a terrible beard, and I was like,
my number four. I think it's going to be an anti-Semitic joke.
Yeah, right? This stupid Jew face. I'm like, oh, it's a Jew face. My number four is pretty, you know, it's sort of a, you know, gimme. My number four is Wonder Woman. Threw up a little Wonder Woman. And, by the way, not the new Wonder Woman who I'm not excited about.
With
pants!
What's that?
Yeah!
Who gives pants to Wonder Woman? That's bullshit. Plus, Wonder Woman kills people.
I love that
about her.
Isn't this Wonder Woman just like, what if Wonder Woman was like a single gal in the city?
Yeah.
She's just like a lot of Wonder Woman.
It's
just like
sex and the Wonder Woman.
In her invisible plane eating Ben and Jerry. Aww. Nope.
Using her truth rope, like, really, what number am I?
Yeah.
6? 20?
Who am I to you?
She's just using her gauntlets to fend off the dances.
Yeah.
She's like, ugh, no.
Bank, bank. There you go.
Carnations, bank.
Yeah, yeah. Boom.
You get that shit out of here.
Tell me number three.
Number three. So, he was temporarily in a position of power before stepping down. I still feel like he's an authority figure.
Oh,
former chief of surgery, Derek Shepherd of Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, my God. I was like, what are you talking about?
Patrick Dempsey's what I'm talking
Your
about.
Your boy, P. Demps.
Yeah, I'm like a little P. Demps. I don't know.
It sounded weird.
It sounded awful.
That doesn't sound good at all.
I felt dirty. Yeah. But I would be... I want to go to there.
You want him to gray your anatomy?
Gross.
I don't know what that means.
Worst
but...
color. For that.
I don't know. Yeah.
It's better than what?
Be gray?
No. I'll tell you the worst color is Brown's anatomy.
Okay, done. No more anatomy anything.
I was going to make a bad joke about probing my temporal lobe.
Well, I'm going to go
ahead and
cut.
Now I'm not.
That's all right. I'm cutting out that joke I just said. Leah!
Okay. All right. Since my initials seem a little weird, but I think that Robert E. Lee would be a very sexy man.
Nice.
Yeah. Historical. Gentlemanly.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Crafty.
Right.
If we learned anything from that war.
Yes.
And then also there's sort of this weird childhood new thing where... I played Robert E. Lee in a reenactment in middle school, so I've always had a, like, you know, a curiosity
That's
connection.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, so, like, the slave-owning thing wouldn't be a problem for you?
I mean, I feel like everybody owned slaves at that time. Like, a lot of people did, and it wasn't really about slave-owning. It was about a lot of other things.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
And, I mean, Robert E. Lee
States rights.
Didn't necessarily associate with the South. He just grew up there, and he was asked to be a general.
This is interesting.
Wait, don't you have a fantastic Robert E. Lee t-shirt?
I do. I bought the Busted Tees t-shirt that says Robert E. Lee, class of... 18, 40 something, most likely to secede.
That's awesome.
It's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
I wore it when we were learning about the Civil War.
Nice. Meg, what do you got?
So my number three is my lieutenant, Lieutenant Aldo Raine.
Nice! That is a good answer.
Yeah.
Well, I'm killing
I'm surprised masters. You didn't go with, what's it, Christoph
Waltz? The Bear Jew.
I considered Hans Landa.
Oh, this is fun.
Because Christoph Waltz is an amazingly sexy man.
I would do that.
I can't even. But then I just was really thinking about it.
Chernofsky.
But I like the kind of like of Lieutenant Raine.
Well, fuck, and then you'll get
the Italians.
Yeah.
God.
Oh, yeah, I love that. It's
Bongiorno.
Grazie.
Yeah. Speaking of, okay, when I first saw that movie, I don't know what I expected to happen, but it wasn't that.
Right?
As, really... like, as soon as he was like, bonjour, I was like,
I was right there. No, I remember that.
I died as well.
It was one of
those
things
where,
like,
I had to own the movie.
Yeah.
It was one of those things where, like, when he said he spoke Italian, you were just like, oh, okay, he speaks Italian.
Yeah,
like,
no, exactly. Just took it for...
And then as soon as he...
You didn't connect it to that character.
And then as soon as he started speaking Italian, you're like, oh, right, of course. Like, and it was just delightful. My number three is not a lieutenant. She is a captain. Taronga Leela.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Speaking of which.
She is, it was tough for me, but I had to go to Leela on this one because I worry that she would kick me in my face.
Something really sexy about a girl that could murder you, you know?
Yeah, right? It's very impulsive.
You know, can I just point out, by the way, that you don't see Megan getting upset that you picked a girl with one eye.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not like Megan used to have one eye. Like,
you don't know
well,
that.
I just grew a second eye like that.
She's very talented.
No, I wish I hadn't. No. I gotta go Leela. Even though she's kind of a terrible person in a lot of ways.
I mean, we all have that, you know, that person we blow off, though, you know?
Yeah. Poor Fry.
I feel like that she just...
I always feel like she's such a jerk. She's like, I'm gonna go out with the mayor's assistant or whatever it was.
Yeah, that was a cruel episode.
I love that one. I guess they don't know whose assistant's here. The mayor's. That's whose. What do you got, number two?
Numero dos.
Yeah.
He is from the U.S. Marine Corps. He is a captain. It is Stephen Hiller.
Oh.
He welcomed aliens to Earth.
Good choice.
ID4.
ID4.
Mr. Will Smith.
Now that's what I call a close encounter.
Yeah, I would make that happen.
Word.
In the ship. It would be going forwards and backwards.
He ain't heard no fat lady.
Counterfeit.
What a fat lady. You're obsessed with fat lady.
It's awesome. And then he wouldn't have cigar sold to the fat ladies.
I'm not fat.
No.
I wonder how a ship rocking in space would really, like, physically work. Like, does it
just... No, like, I imagine hammock sex.
Does it end up go somewhere?
Comparable.
I'm not familiar with hammock sex. I'm ashamed to say.
Works if only one person's in the hammock.
What about trampoline sex?
What?
What about trampoline sex?
What about trampoline? No.
No?
No, no.
I think the answer is yes.
Nothing suspended from anything.
Yes, please.
No, I don't mean no like I'm against it. I'm just saying I also can't relate to that. Hey, what's your number two?
My number two is Dr. Cox from
Scrubs.
You know he works out. You know he likes it rough.
That's true.
I mean, the curls.
Yes.
The angry face.
Word.
The passion.
Yes.
There we go.
Knocked up.
That's
that
why
chick
he's on
from,
there.
Drew Carey show.
That he did. That he did. Word. Great choice.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Dr. Cox.
Dr. Cox.
Can't go wrong.
Yeah.
There's no joke.
So
we all agree.
It's just a fact
good,
of life.
Well played.
I agree.
What do you got?
My number two is one Captain Malcolm Reynolds.
Hey!
I'm kind of sad. I put that on my list now.
Yeah,
Captain
what are
tight
you?
Pants.
Captain Tight Pants.
That's all you need to know.
You know, I considered putting River on my list, but I realized she's not an authority figure. She can just murder everyone.
She's fucking nuts.
You know, like, an assassin isn't really an authority figure.
I feel like if I had sex with River, I'd be like, oh, yeah, this is great. Pass out.
Yeah. That's exactly
like
what we're
praying mantis where as soon as it's over, she rips your head off.
No, wouldn't it be great to pray when, right when she was about to rip your head off, though? Because you could just say that code word that knocks her out, and then you'd be in.
Cool,
and then the next time you saw her.
You'd be in like a frat
and
party?
The next
or?
Time, she would
Don't
punch you in the throat so you couldn't say it.
It only works on her.
Well, now I know that. Yeah.
Yeah,
a good, that's a good choice. Keeping with our, you know, sweet, spacey, fling the big bad guys thing, my number two, also sort of a throw, you know, kind of a toss-up choice. Princess Leia.
Okay.
She's a princess.
She is a princess.
She's a leader.
She's also...
She's a Leia.
Ambassador.
She's a great Leia.
And,
ambassador.
And senator, right?
Yeah. The Imperial Senate will not sue. Yeah. Plus, you know, she already has the Princess Leia outfit. So right there, you saved like $60. So
at least. Yeah.
Well, it depends on how high quality
you
know,
no
Leia
idea.
Costume you want.
Yeah.
I probably don't.
But
what about all said, her looking away?
What about her furry friends? How do you think
the Ewoks or
yeah?
Her,
what do you
would
that
be incorporated or sort of like shunned?
No,
where
no,
would
no,
that go?
I mean,
would they watch?
I mean, not.
You know, like,
I wouldn't
like, turn
encourage
their heads.
Them. If it, what if, wouldn't it be weird if Leia was like, oh, no, they won't.
You'll get knocked off of a log.
Yeah. No, like, one of them would just steal my pants and run away. It's not going to hurt you.
Genius.
It's just the hat. Yeah, I love the Ewoks. But not, you know, in a dirty, horrible way like I would love Leia.
Leia.
Leia. I had a thing in my throat.
That's true.
That
sure.
Although Grandma Tarkin princess, like, calls her Leia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And a lot of people call Leia Leia. So.
That's true.
Weird.
Yeah.
Because Leia is only Princess Leia. There's no, like, normal people named Leia.
Except for this bitch.
That's true. What's your number one? Give us your breakdown of your list and then drop a number one on them.
Flashback. Lieutenant Maverick from Top Gun.
Boom.
Jack Donaghy. Chief of Surgery, Derek Shepherd. And U.S. Marine Corps Captain, Stephen Hiller. All leading up to number one. I've got a thing for authority figures in an academic setting.
Sweet.
I'm just going to put that out there.
Okay.
He's a professor.
I have a guess.
He's also a doctor. He's also a roguishly handsome man that's number one on my list. He's Henry Indiana
Jones.
Yes!
I guessed correctly! You're gonna write love you on your eyelids?
Yeah. Actually, you know, that was actually...
You remind me of that girl.
That's not the first
pretty eyes.
Not the first time I've gotten that.
Really?
Because of another professor-related incident I've had not too long ago.
Right.
Actual professor, we can't discuss it for legal reasons, sure, but continue. Sure.
I did wear a lot of heart-shaped glasses to fuck with that guy, though.
Word.
And I somehow still got an A.
Nice!
Anyways,
do you want X to mark your spot?
I do.
That's a good choice.
It's a great choice. You know, because I gotta say, despite being a huge Star Wars nerd, I'm on Team Indy versus Team Han.
Oh, yeah, I could see that. Even with the fucking crystal skull?
Yes.
Really?
Really, really.
All right. Fair. There.
I also did, for the record, I'm going to put this out there, I did not see that fucking Crystal Skull movie.
Good life choice.
Probably part of the decision. I didn't see it either.
All right, tell us your list. Break it down.
Okay. Wait, were you done?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So, first I had Jean-Luc Picard.
Yeah.
Then Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah.
Robert E. Lee.
Oh, plus he's an American now. Did you guys hear?
That's what Donald Trump said.
Yeah. Then Dr. Cox. And then, you know what? I don't know if I would necessarily say he's, like, number one person I'd have sex with. But number one, just because I want to save it for the last, was Rufio.
Hey! That is an excellent choice!
You won the game!
Okay. You're the first person to win!
I want to say that, first of all, I know that it seems kind of bad because he's a kid, but this was a thing when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So it's totally allowed.
No, he might be of age in some states, but I mean, he might be
some countries,
16.
Really.
Yeah.
I mean,
just kidnap him from Neverland long enough for him to age, and then take him back.
You trade.
Yes.
Sort of Benjamin Button it.
Did we or did we not establish that what happens in Neverland stays in Neverland?
That's a good point.
That's a whole Julia Roberts in a sexy dress thing, I think.
Yeah. So you want to be Tinkerbell in this situation?
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying that also happened, but shouldn't really have been discussed.
Oh.
Anyway.
And then afterwards.
Cool hair.
Yes.
Can make roller coasters out of basically anything.
Boom. Mm-hmm. Very important life skill.
Yeah.
So I think
skateboard?
Yeah.
Go to the sword.
Sword fighting.
Go to the sword.
Yes.
Can make you dinner if you can imagine it.
Boom. Yes. Mm-hmm. Anything.
Can make you anything you dream.
Anything
exactly.
You dream.
Exactly. That's a great choice.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had to guess, he is. Yeah.
Whew.
That is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That is a great. I can't believe that it took us four episodes to mention Hook on this show.
No, I was
mentioned Hook in the very first episode.
He was
my number one villain.
Oh, that's right. That captain. That's right. I forgot. I forgot.
Wow. First, never mind. You know, never
careful
mind.
Careful now. I forgot about that.
This is where the anti-Semitism comes in, isn't it?
Yeah. That's true. Your number one authority figure is
horrible memories.
Be like, just disregard what I just said. Hey, what's yours, number one?
Okay,
what's your list?
So, number five was Sam Coulson. Number four was a tie between Colonel Jack O'Neill and Dr. Daniel Jackson.
Nice.
Number three, Lieutenant Aldo Rain. Mm-hmm. Two, Captain Malcolm Reynolds. And my number one is Batman.
Oh my god!
That is a great choice.
Right?
Which Batman?
All of them.
Really?
Yes. Even George Clooney.
Even Adam West?
Nip suit Clooney.
Nip
suit Clooney.
I don't care what incarnation of Batman it is, it's Batman.
It's still Batman.
Yeah, he's still the detective.
Mask on, mask off.
Question.
That is. You know what? Honestly, I want to cowl on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your feeling about the utility belt?
How would that come into play?
I mean, well, also, isn't the suit just one piece? How are you gonna?
Depends on which Batman.
That's a good point.
But no, but the cowl is always separate.
Yeah.
What about Batmobile sex?
Yeah, what'd you
do? Dude, I was talking about
Batmobile. What about the weird, like, new Batmobile with the bat pod?
The Tumblr and the bat pod? The Tumblr. Oh, I'd find a way.
The Tumblr in the Tumblr?
First of all, that thing, like, hydraulic.
Hey, there it is. Oh,
good
man.
Fucking choice.
That's a good choice. Batman.
And if I really wanted to, if I was feeling really frisky, we could just call Robin up.
You know? Oh, that's always, true.
There's
he's a fucking acrobat.
Or like, or again, if you want like a grilled cheese sandwich afterwards, yes. Robin would be good for that too.
And Alfred would be up.
And Alfred. There's so many ways to take this.
That's true. Plus, then Alicia Silverstone shows up, and you're like, what's up? You were skinny, Alicia Silverstone. I'm into this. Oh, how
she's
sad.
Pregnant. She got a little bit big, she got skinny, and she was a vegan, then she wrote a book about being a vegan, and now she's an enormous pregnant person.
Alright, my list. Number 5, CJ Craig. Number 4, Wonder Woman. Number 3, Leela. Number 2, Leia. And number 1, Dean of Medicine at Princeton Plainsboro Teaching Hospital, Dr. Lisa Cuddy. I regret nothing. She is a fine, fine lady. She really enjoys flawed people, which, you know, I'm in. And, you know, and she's super hot, and, you know, yeah, it's all good.
Well played.
Plus, you know, she's, you know, Jewish.
I think she would be like your sugar mama.
She totally would. Oh, she'd buy me things.
Buy you all kinds of things.
Yeah, dude.
You could have whatever you like.
Remember how she had this whole...
Throw it in the bag.
Yeah. She had this whole, like, she had, like, a dude, like, fix her house, and then he fell off the roof, and she paid for all of his medical expenses and shit. She's got all kinds of hookups. I would just ask her to give me MRIs for fun. Be like, I want to see what the inside of my brain looks like, Lisa.
That might have some... Adverse effects later, but...
I mean, if I'm the kind of guy who just wants MRIs...
I think it'd be cool if you were like, alright, do it now that I'm turned on.
Bring it, yeah! Like, MRI my boner.
You know what? That may get you kicked out.
That's true. They won't let me in the hospital anymore. I don't want to talk about it. She'll give me 5 more clinic hours just for that. Right on. I'll go my honorable mentions and go backwards. My honorable mentions, Spurberry Police Department Officer Ursula Hansen from Super Troopers.
You didn't.
I so did. Ursula, come in, Ursula. I love you, Ursula. And from Billy Madison, Mrs. Vaughn.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Shampoo-y's better. I cleaned that.
That part
had
nothing to do with her, but
no,
yes.
But I just thinking of the other day, that's how she'd up on the list.
Okay.
Yeah. That's assault, brother. You double dare me.
My honorable mentions were Daryl Curtis, the oldest brother in The Outsiders, Pony Boy and Sim Top's older brother. Because he's basically their dad since their parents are dead, and also he's Patrick Swayze. Mm. And my other one is Aragorn.
Aragorn. Yeah. Why didn't you go Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse? He's sort of an authority figure. Yeah, he just gets sewn up without anesthetic.
Because he's a bouncer. I mean, he kicks ass, but he's not really an authority figure. He's just like
the Double Deuce.
But he's like,
I don't know.
You got some bosses. You got like tears.
But the thing is, I wasn't picking it for Patrick Swayze. I was picking it because it's Daryl Curtis. It just happens to be Patrick Swayze.
Interesting.
And then Aragorn, he's fucking king of Middle Earth.
Mm-hmm. Word.
He rains down on people.
That was sexy and definitely straight, which is rare in that movie.
That's true.
Right?
And not a midget.
Yeah.
It's true.
My only thing
about a dude who's built like a fire plug. Sorry, go ahead.
My only honorable mention, I really deliberated with who I would take off to put the song, which is why she didn't make it, was Miss Frizzle.
Oh!
From Magic School Bus.
Miss Frizzle. All right. Is that...
You know, Magic School Bus comes out a lot.
That's right. So, for those who keep in store, Hook has as many mentions as the Magic School Bus.
All thanks to Leah.
You're welcome.
Okay, so, my two honorable mentions. First of all, this is... I don't know. I like angry sex. It has its place.
Sure. The Incredible Hulk.
That's where it has its place.
Girth is important.
I was going to say it's important, but the problem is his pants never come off. He can't rip
them. Damn it, you're right. That's why I said Ari Gold
instead. Oh! Oh,
yeah, no, whatever. I just want to get yelled at.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's fine.
Anybody else?
Yeah.
You know, Dr. Cox is on my list, so I feel like we can really...
Yeah, we're connected. Mm-hmm. I'm really glad. So, in terms of female teachers...
Okay.
Miss Norbury, who was in Mean Girls, portrayed by Tina Fey.
Hey, maybe we can talk later when my shirt isn't see-through. It was a great movie.
She is fantastic.
I'm going to say that I just have the sneaking suspicion that you look at these lists and they're like, all right, who did Tina Fey play that fits into this?
What's Tina Fey roles?
I did just read her book. So.
Oh, how was it?
Awesome.
Cool.
So, so good. Actually, I got the audiobook because it's narrated by Tina Fey, which makes it kind of better. It's really fucking classic. And then it's really funny to watch 30 Rock after, like, hearing about her whole life. Yeah, like, yeah. That's where you got that shit. Or, oh, shit, that was real.
She fucking asked for that named Mike Dexter?
No, she never, ever did, just like in the show.
Oh.
It's really good. We get ready to it.
She's like, chapter 5, I never fucked Mike Dexter.
No, but that's so funny. So a lot of times, me and Lee, we have, like, psych-up music, and lately we've just, like, been, like, plugging into the stereo the Tina Fey audiobook and just, like, doing our makeup and getting our flag on.
Which is really great, because she's talking about how feminism and how, like, our society is really skewed as how far as how it views women. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, putting makeup on, being like, yeah, it's messed up. Like, I'm glad I didn't eat anything today.
You can't see my whole vagina in the skirt, can you? No, awesome.
The empowerment. Mm-hmm. I'm reading this book right now called Billion Dollar Kiss. It's about the guy who wrote the fucking Pacey love triangle on Dawson's Creek and how it, like,
of art.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad he finally got to get it. And it's about other, like, you know, like TV writing stuff. It's really interesting. That's all. Anybody else reading anything cool?
I'm reading The Wind in the Willows.
You know, we could read the books that are on my night table right now, and that's pretty embarrassing.
You know, a book I've never read, and I feel like I never was a true fifth grader because of it. Island of the Blue Dolphin.
I never read that either.
Never read that.
I started reading it, and I was like, "This is boring."
You didn't miss shit.
I read Bridge to Terabithia instead, and then I saw the movie and I cried.
You didn't.
I was supposed to read it. I watched that movie. I was sick, and I was home from work.
Oh, did you not know about how the ending works?
I had no idea. I never read the book. I didn't know what it was about, and then I was just like, "Oh." Interesting. I'm going to go cry in my room now.
Exactly. You were sick from being sick, and now you're sick from sobbing for 4 hours. Right on. Well, on that happy note.
That would lead to the best nap.
Absolutely.
Just exhausted.
Well, I guess that just about wraps it up for our authority figures ILF episode of the Castle Club. So,
lots of getting bent over.
That's right. So until next time, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
I miss you.